What day of the week is it?
Today's Friday.
This is my favorite day.
Today's the last day of our week.
Do I have to be at work?
Yes, you'll have to work hard.
And then guess what?
It's the weekend.
Now the weekend is always great.
Great. This is the weekend.
That's something to
get excited about.
I mean, it is the weekend.
All right, let's get this show on the road.
And it's
showtime.
Yes, it is. It's Friday.
Woo!
Good morning. I'm John. She's Chantel.
Hello.
And we are ready to go just for you. We're going to talk a lot about streaming services today. I'm looking at the show plan. Got like three different topics that have to do with like binging and streaming.
Mm-hmm.
And so definitely we're leaning heavy on that today.
I love it.
So I thought since we were, let's play Streaming Service Price is Right.
Oh gosh. I don't even know what I pay for streaming
services. We all sign up. You put them on auto pay.
Yeah, and you forget it.
Every once in a while you'll get an email saying, hey, we're adding an extra dollar. And you're like, well, what am I going to do about it? Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how we go. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to name the service. You tell me what you think you pay per month.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you if it's higher or lower. I'll give you a second guess and then.
Do you remember when Hulu used to be free?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It's just crazy. They don't even have a free option.
Now you have to pay for commercials. You have to say, thank you, sir. May I have another?
Please.
And they just smack you. Let's start with Hulu then. What is it?
Is it $10 a month?
I'm going to give you the one with ads, and it's lower than $10 a month.
Oh, $5 a month. That's what I think I signed up for.
Pretty close. I'm going to give you this. So, actually, it's $6.99 a month. With no ads, it's $12.99 a month.
Nah, I'm doing $12.99 a month because I don't think I've seen an ad in a minute. They must have bumped me up without me knowing.
All I know is I pay for Hulu a ridiculous amount because I want the live streaming.
Oh, it's like $60, right?
And I still get commercials and stuff.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, you want to know why? Because when you go for live, it doesn't. Yeah, I've had that. I did live before. It's so stupid. You have to almost pay for both of them.
Yes, it's BS.
Yeah. You end up paying like $75.
Yeah.
To get live TV plus no ads.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
Yeah. Netflix. Do you know what it's up to?
Isn't it $12?
Nah, not when I look today. Lower.
Is it 10?
Yeah.
I thought that's what it started at.
$9.99 is what. Huh. This might be introductory rates. I just Googled yesterday.
Okay.
Disney Plus.
Well, that's sick. I want to say it's $69 a year. So, carry the one. I don't know. Is it like $7 a month?
$7.99 a month. Nice job. Peacock. Although the last few movies I've tried to find.
Okay, they've been on Peacock. Yeah. And then I'm like, well, kids, we can't watch it.
Same. Although it's so expensive a rent, if I would just pay the Peacock price, might have given it away.
Yeah.
What is it?
So is it $15 a month?
No. Lower.
I don't know. 10?
$4.99 a month.
Oh, it's as much as a rental.
Right. That's what I was saying.
I understand what you're saying now. It's only $4.99 a month?
Yeah.
Chantel, really? That's the hill you're going to die on?
I know. That's how I feel right now.
Why am I not? Just add it.
But it's one more. Ah,
I know.
I hate it. It makes me so angry.
I know. So angry.
HBO Max. We'll end it with HBO Max.
HBO Max is the most expensive one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it $14 a month?
Not according to this.
$12?
$9.99 a month. I just canceled my HBO Max. I don't know. And then I wanted to watch the Elvis movie, and I couldn't because it's only on HBO.
Oh, well, I got it on Prime. You can just use my account.
I hate streaming. I hate what they've done to us.
Oh,
look what you've done to us, Netflix.
I know.
All right, we'll do a quote. We'll kick off the show. Be thankful for what you have, and you'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never, ever have enough.
It's so true. But unfortunately, I always want more, John. I just want more.
That's Oprah who said that. So if Oprah told us to do it, you have to listen.
All right. The Mexican pizza, we know, returned to Taco Bell this month after fans forced their hands by eating so many during the limited release in May that Taco Bell is like, okay, we'll bring it back.
I could never get a Mexican pizza.
I know. They were always sold out.
Always sold out.
But now they're back, right? Or they're coming back?
If they're back, will someone let me know? Because I've said I'm not going back until I know for sure.
Well, they just announced that they're bringing back... They're doing like a vote. They're going to let fans vote on two menu items. The first one is the double-decker taco. It debuted in 95, got pulled in 2019, and it's a regular hard taco with a tortilla pasted around it using refried beans.
Have you never
like
had
an edible adhesive?
Hold on, you have never had a double decker taco? The
no.
way you read that, I know you've
absolutely
never
absolutely not.
Double decker tacos are fantastic. In fact, on Taco Tuesday in my house, I'll sometimes make my taco into a double decker taco.
You're unreal. No, I just stick with the quesadilla. The other option is their enchirito.
Oh, Jen's gonna be excited.
Now, it first hit the menu in the 70s, got pulled in 2013, and it's an enchilada burrito mashup. So it's like a wet burrito filled with beef, beans, and onions?
Yeah.
Covered in sauce?
There's something about Taco Bell's red sauce. I do love it.
Huh.
You're not excited
I'm
going to
be honest.
Enchirito?
I've never tried the Taco Bell red sauce.
What do you get?
Well, I either just get the soft tacos or quesadilla.
That is the worst Taco Bell order I have ever heard.
It's like the number 7.
If you're not getting a Mexican pizza, bring back the Bell Beefer. Did you ever have the Bell Beefer?
No.
The Bell Beefer was when Taco Bell tried to have hamburgers.
Oh.
And so they had buns and they'd use the taco meat.
Yes.
It's the same thing, but they had buns.
It's like a sloppy Joe.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, my gosh. All right, well, the results are going to be revealed on Friday, next Friday.
Exciting times.
So 1 week from today, we're going to know, is it the double-decker taco or the enchirito?
It's too hard of a choice. All right. Friday show. John and Chantel's Daily Draft.
Yeah.
It's a top three list, but Chantel and I go back and forth draft style. You, on the other hand, just text us. Be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I
we
told
want you,
you
here.
There's a lot of streaming, a lot of TV talk today on the show plan. Top three TV shows, movies you watched this month. Doesn't have to be new. It's just a good way to kind of see what you've done in the last 30 days. I like how we end the month with this topic each time.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's Friday. You get to go first.
Obviously, I'm taking Kardashians.
I knew you would.
I binged the first season in a weekend, and then I'm caught up on season 2, and I am obsessed. I love that family. I love, like, I understand that they're drama, but they work so freaking hard, and it's a machine. They're a machine. I love watching the show.
Do they do a good job on the show of keeping tension and drama, or is it more just seeing, like, what rich people do? Or is it both?
There's tension and drama, but not within the family.
What's better, Selling Sunset or The Kardashians?
You know? Selling Sunset is just full of drama between the characters.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying that the Kardashians have not had drama. Like, it's an easier show to watch.
Yeah, it's not as heavy.
Where I feel like Selling Sunset has become very scripted.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah, that happens. I'm taking it before you do. Love is Blind after the Altar.
Knew you were going to take it. But you can have it.
There's only 3 episodes. If you love the Love is Blind series as much as Chantel and I do.
We just loved it. You know what? It's so funny because now Love is Blind has happened twice.
Mm-hmm.
And they really haven't proven that they have a new theory of love, finding love, because their theory, it doesn't work. It's worked for the one couple. From the very first season, data scientist.
Oh, yeah. They're still together?
They're still together. I'm pretty sure they just had a baby.
What I like about this season is that they continue just going back to this cast. Like, usually by now,
moved on from this cast.
Yeah.
This cast, it's because there was that Shane and Shayna.
Shane and Shayna.
And then Natalie. And like, the characters were just so good.
I love it. Yeah.
I don't even think they expected these characters to be so good.
No.
All right. Well, then, if you're taking Love is Blind after the Altar, I want Dated and Related.
I don't know. Wait a minute.
That's right.
Are they siblings?
So it's a show similar to Too Hot to Handle, where sibling pairs go on a like Love Island situation. So they're all staying in the whatever. And basically they are not hooking up with each other, but basically it's like the siblings are dating other people on the show while their sibling is there. And it's like it's almost like it's like chaperoned.
I get it. My sister and I are a year apart. So we went to high school and college together. And
yeah, so imagine you guys going on a dating show together. You're both trying to find love. And then you're like, I can't believe my sister's hanging out with that guy.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Many a conversation that went that way.
So there's just so many. It's so much room for drama. Love it.
I'm doing The Dropout. It's on Hulu. And if you have not watched The Dropout.
I haven't.
Have you listened to the podcast of The Dropout?
Mm-mm.
It's about, her name just left me. She created Theranos. It was this machine that was going to test your blood, and it would tell you like 120 different health things.
Oh, wow.
It was all a lie. She faked the whole thing, and she got away with it for years, made like millions of dollars. She had government contracts, and none of it was real. It's great, and Amanda Seyfried plays her.
Oh, wow.
And she's fantastic. Hmm. Watch The Dropout.
Okay. My second one.
Third.
My third one.
Yeah.
Only Murderers in the Building.
Are you watching it? Me too.
Yeah.
Love it.
I love it. I'm not very far into it, but I really, really like it.
Second season's just as good as the first.
Really? I'm still on the first season.
Okay.
But when we started talking about the Emmys and it kept coming up so much, I was like, I really should watch the show because I like Martin Short, Steve Martin, and Selena Gomez.
I just sometimes feel like Selena Gomez is so left out of when you get Martin Short and Steve Martin together.
But that's what I love about her character is she's so just like,
She's just droll. Meh. Yeah, yeah. Meh.
But I will say, can I honorable mention one that I think a lot of people are going to say?
Yeah.
Dahmer. Everybody's watching Dahmer on Netflix
Dahmer
right
already.
Now.
Yeah.
I know I haven't started.
Well, you can't talk about it then.
No, I'm just saying I know a lot of people are going to say it. I haven't started. I live alone.
At 7:50, we're going to talk about what should someone binge this weekend. So put that in your pocket. Bring it back up.
Okay.
Because that's like, yeah. My last one. I'm doing Schitt's Creek, which I know isn't new, but I want to let you know that it's leaving Netflix.
Next Friday.
No, I think it's Sunday.
Sunday?
I think it's this Sunday.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I think there's only a few days left.
Everyone, listen up.
Why are you yelling?
I've got some good news.
I've got some very good news.
Whoa, I definitely want to hear about that.
And now, the moment you've been waiting for.
My good news and your good news.
Oh, let's do it. Some good news for a Friday. A 21-year-old in Tennessee named Ashton. Now, Ashton has autism, but it didn't let him stop from starting his own business during the pandemic.
Okay.
He and his mom noticed cardboard piling up once people started ordering everything online. Do you remember?
Yes.
Like, honestly.
Tons of it.
So they opened up a recycling service called Unboxed, and now he's doing it full-time. He's living independently for the first time. And he has helped recycle about 40 tons of cardboard.
Holy cow.
Yeah, here he is, and also his mom.
Interacting with customers, helping the environment, giving cardboard to people who are using it for gardening as well.
We would like to employ others with unique abilities that are struggling to find meaningful employment.
Isn't that cool?
That's so cool. I love that.
Me too. It's such a great story. I don't know if you saw the story. It happened earlier this week, but there's a woman out of Utah. She's pregnant with her granddaughter.
Oh, yes.
After her daughter-in-law needed an emergency hysterectomy.
This happened. This is now the second one that's happened in Utah.
Oh, is it really?
Mm-hmm.
When was the first one?
Like 4 or 5 months ago.
Oh, this is Nancy. And here she is talking about with her son, Jeff, and daughter-in-law about how she is going to carry her granddaughter. Yeah.
The baby I'm carrying is fully my son and daughter-in-law's baby, genetic baby.
We knew if we were going to be able to have any more of our embryos, we would have to use a gestational carrier.
We were in amazement by her selfless love and her willingness to sacrifice so much for our family.
Yeah, that's so cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it really is. And I know it's like there's the news part about it, about the grandma carrying the granddaughter, but just the fact that a family member steps up, because it is a lot to carry.
It's also really expensive to have a surrogate.
Yeah.
So when you can have a family member just do it out of the kindness of their heart, that's unreal. So cool.
And finally, I just like this audio. A Scottish man went viral after saving a squirrel that ended up trapped down his toilet. So this is the video that's been trending of Mark and his roommate getting the squirrel out of the toilet and into the wild.
Come on, get out! Get out! How'd I get you out?
Come on, pal, let's go.
Why are you in there? Come on! No, that's such a shame. That's such a shame.
Whoa!
I think it's just our audio. Or
their
accent
gosh,
that makes me.
It's so funny.
And that is some good news.
What's poppin'?
All the fun stuff going down this weekend with What's Poppin'. First and foremost, the biggest news. Hocus Pocus 2. Is out as of today.
Oh my gosh.
We're watching it tonight. Yeah.
On Disney Plus.
Disney Plus. We're going to get some movie theater popcorn. Chantel taught me that trick. Pay $30 for an $8 popcorn.
You know what though?
Grubhub.
It's so fun to have it at home.
I actually drove through a few weeks ago. I was down by Cinemark.
And so you did the
drive-thru
popcorn?
I just walked in and I grabbed some right then and there.
Yeah. Do you remember COVID? They were like, doing a drive-thru.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome.
There is something about actual movie theater popcorn at home. Changes it.
It changes your life.
So Hocus Pocus 2. Tomorrow, my neighborhood is doing a pit and putt. So everyone has to smoke something on their smoker. And then there's a putting contest. Doesn't that sound fun?
I love this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what are you doing? Do you know what you're doing?
This weekend, what? You know, it's weird. I don't have the boys this weekend. So I did a lot of my... No. I did a lot of my weekend stuff, like, in the weeks. Like, we went to Corn Belly's twice this week. Mm-hmm. I think we hit up the aquarium. Like, we went crazy.
You're already busy.
So this weekend, I'm just working.
Well, The Lion King has started its run at Eccles, which, if you've never seen The Lion King, it's great.
I have not seen it on Broadway, and I would love to.
Mimi Webb is at Kilby Court tonight. She's actually going to come in and hang out with Dylan for an hour.
Wait, Mimi Webb's in town?
Yeah.
I saw her when she opened for... when Tate McRae came in town. She's phenomenal.
She's great, isn't she?
Phenomenal.
Yeah, so she's tonight. Gardner Village is having their Witch Run 5K tomorrow morning.
Okay, cool.
So there's that. Gardner Village is fun for Halloween.
Yeah, they're awesome.
They do a good job. Speaking of tomorrow, of course, it's conference weekend.
It is conference. You know what? So I'm going to be watching conference
this
weekend.
What
that's what I'm doing.
I knew, go back.
I needed you to remind me of my...
You're welcome.
My religious duties.
I did want to let you know that next Saturday, there's a Venetian masquerade ball.
What?
Yes. It's going to be at the Utah State Capitol Rotunda.
Are we going?
It sounds fun, right?
That sounds like a fancy night.
We have tickets. Either we gave them away or we're about to on social media, so make sure you follow us. But it's formal attire. You have crafted masks. They're going to have court jesters. Attendance is limited.
Oh.
So if you want tickets, they're going to have food and non-alcoholic beverages because you can't have alcohol at the state capitol.
Oh.
But you can get your tickets. All the info's on their Instagram page. Celebrate Good Times Events. But it sounds like fun.
That sounds so fun.
Early game for Utah tomorrow. I think it's at noon against Oregon. BYU played last night against Utah State. Plus, don't forget all the pumpkin patches, like you mentioned, Corn
Bellies.
Yes,
you've got Corn Bellies. You got Kalawahara or whatever that
Kuwahara Farms.
Kuwahara. Red Barn.
Nightmare on 13th.
Castle of Chaos.
All of them.
Everybody's
they
open.
They are open, and we'll be giving you some Castle of Chaos tickets coming up at 8. That is what's popping.
All right. We love one-hit wonders, like those rock songs, those feel-goods, and I feel like it's Friday.
Yes.
So I want to feel good, right?
Feel good Friday. I like it.
I pulled my five favorite one-hit wonder rock songs.
Chumbawamba, Tub Thumpin'.
You know what? That did not make my top five. I'm
sorry.
I'm sorry. Sue me. Number one, I've got In a Gabba Da Vida.
In a Gabba Da Vida.
Yeah, what?
In
a Gabba Da Vida,
baby. Even know this one?
You
know
no, but you really wanted it, so I put it on the list.
Bam, 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 bam.
Oh, won't you come with me?
Yeah, okay, let me rephrase. My list is a list of me and John's favorite. Like, John and I. Okay? The second one.
As soon as you said it's like one-hit wonders with rock, we started going through it, and it's like, I just chose all of them from my generation.
Yeah, John was like, actually, let me
sit
make
down,
the
Chantel.
List. But I got some in here. All right, you got Blind Melon, No Rain.
And I don't understand why I sleep all day. And I start to complain that there's no rain.
Such a good song.
I thought Blind Melon had more than one hit.
I know, I can't believe they only had the one. Okay, come on. Mercy Playground.
Marcy's.
Marcy's Playground, Sex and Candy.
Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this Charlene is a dream.
Oh.
It's funny, because when we were talking about this list, I'm like, I know these songs because I heard them all the time. My brothers were listening to them, or you hear it in a movie. But because they only had one hit, it's like I didn't really ever learn who the band was.
These are some bands like this level where you're like, when they come to Red Butte, or you're like, wait, I know the name, but I don't know what they do. And then you have like Alexa play like Sex and Candy, and you're like, I'm there.
You're like, yes, I'm going literally just to hear the one song. Semisonic, Closing Time.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world.
I want you to know.
Yes.
This is on all of my playlists that I make.
Every
single
one.
Yes, it is.
Of course it is.
And when it plays, it's time to leave, which is about 8 p.m. at my house. Get out.
You're like, get out of here. Where? There's somebody, somewhere plays, like when it's time to close, they play this song.
All bars do.
Is it just bars in general?
Bars do, yeah.
Okay, well, the number one, my favorite, greatest one-hit wonder song of all time has to be Stacy's mom. Mm.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on.
I mean, come on.
Yes.
It's so good.
Yes. The music video is so good.
My favorite story, and I tell this all the time, is my sister's high school friends used to sing this song to my mom. And it was like, it was one of those like memories I have where I'm like, wow, my mom really felt like good.
Yeah, could you, you know, now like, as a mom.
As a mom, I get it. Because like, I'd always make fun of my mom. I'm like, mom, oh my gosh. But they would change it because it's Amber, my sister's Amber. So it's Amber's mom has got it going on. And I'm like, Maggie.
Dang.
I'm like, Maggie.
Work it, Maggie.
It's okay. But it's funny because it's been, my sister's, you're a little younger than you, but she's been out of high school for 15 plus years.
Oh, yeah.
We still tell this story. My mom still blushes. She still feels it.
Absolutely. Good for Maggie.
So good.
Bad first date, getting ghosted, stood up, blocked again. Let John and Chantel help with their 7:30 second date update.
Helping Amanda, who's from Sandy. Hi, Amanda.
Hey.
Hey. How are you?
It's okay. I'm okay. I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, okay. Well, tell us what's happening and what has happened with this Ryan fella.
2 weeks, you guys.
2 weeks.
This has never... I know, right? This has never happened to me. I mean, you know, he said he'd call and he hasn't yet. I just want to know why.
Yeah. I feel that, like, especially if it's never happened, you're like, wait, what has changed in my game to make this, like, not
exactly.
work
exactly.
Yeah. How did you meet?
A friend of mine at work set us up, and she said we really hit it off, and I thought we did. We went to Current, and we had a really nice time together, so I thought he'd call me, and it would, you know, be like a thing.
Can you, like, really think about it, but, like... Is there anything that, like, might have happened to make him change his mind about calling you before the date, after the date, on your social media? Like, I don't know.
I couldn't, to be honest, I couldn't think of anything except for I had, like a app that was, like, super garlicky. But, like, you know.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
He's had food before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like he's had food before. It's not like. But I couldn't think, like, there wasn't anything that was. That stand out. I mean, obviously, I'm calling you guys.
Yeah.
You know, I just can't. It's just weird.
We like to always ask that question to give someone a chance as an out.
It's like your final,
right, exactly.
final chance to just let us know.
Let's get Ryan's number. Let's play a song, and we'll just call him up next.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Mix 105.1 and 103.9, number one for all the hits. It is John and Chantel trying to help out Amanda from Sandy. She and Ryan met through a friend. And since their date 2 weeks ago, Amanda has heard nothing. So, Amanda, we're going to call up Ryan. Just listen in, okay?
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah, this is Ryan. Who's calling?
My name is John. Chantel's here as well.
Hello.
We do a morning radio show here in town on Mix 105.1 and 103.9. In fact, you're on the radio right now. On our show, we do something called the Second Date Update, and we are helping out Amanda. You went out on a date with her a few weeks ago, and that's kind of what we're calling about.
Okay.
We're just...
We had a good time. Why are you guys calling?
We were just wondering why you haven't called her back since your date. It's been 2 weeks, so I kind of feel like we're at that point where you're either ghosting her or, you know, what's going on?
Got it. Okay, yeah, I get it. I don't think we're going to see each other again. She was nice, very pretty, but I don't think it's going to work out, so.
Can you tell us why?
She's one of those all-natural people, you know?
I don't. What does that mean?
I'll just say it. She doesn't shave her armpits or her legs. That's
it. Dang. That's not something you're into?
No, I am not.
Okay. I wasn't expecting that. Ryan,
this is so awkward.
Amanda's listening in, and I would love for you to actually talk with her. Is this something you're willing to do?
sure. Well, I mean, this is the whole reason that I didn't.
Yeah. I understand. No, I get it. But, you know, she reached out to us because it has been 2 weeks and she just wanted to know. And the good news is now she knows.
Yeah.
But, hey, Amanda, are you still there?
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I just cannot believe you were that shallow, Ryan.
I mean, I don't think it's being shallow. It's not a look that I like. That's it.
Wow. Like, you don't shave your armpits or
no, I know that. I know that.
Well, I think I look hot like this.
I'm not denying that you're attractive, okay? I just think that it is, like, you are, the whole thing, it's too much for me.
I think that this is, it's a preference thing. Like, some people prefer blondes and some, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really feel that there's...
Yeah, but, like, he was, like, enjoying our date.
Yeah.
And like, but, like, the whole time... I guess he was just thinking about armpit hair. Like, that's just crazy.
Well, Amanda, let me ask you. You reached out to us. Now we've heard from Ryan. Like, are you interested in us working another date?
Well, I just can't understand why he can't get past, like, a normal body function. And no, I don't think I'm into that.
Yeah, I just think you guys have different preferences.
Yeah, I think so, too. That's all.
I told you it was going to be a lot of, like, TV streaming.
I love it.
Movie talk today. It's Friday. Just feels like it.
It's like movies and music.
You know why? It's fall. And I feel like very soon, I'm going to get myself in a nice cocoon and just
and
start.
Just hibernate.
Yes.
For the winter.
And I'm ready this year. I think because it was so hot this summer.
I think I am ready this year as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I'm ready. So what bingeable show should somebody watch this weekend? Like, what have you been watching? And you're like, oh, you got to watch this. We did the Daily Draft earlier. I have a bunch of texts already from that as well.
Oh, okay.
But do you have one?
That I'm like, oh, you got to binge it?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you've made the announcement that Schitt's Creek is leaving.
Better binge it this weekend. That's what
so
we're
like
doing.
This weekend, that's it.
It's gone off of Netflix.
Obviously, and then New Girl. That's such a good bingeable show.
Some of the texts we got earlier during the Daily Draft. This person said, I just found Ted Lasso.
Mm.
That's an easy one to binge first season. Second season falls apart. It's not worth it. We watched Umbrella Academy this month.
Oh.
Have you watched that?
Mm-mm.
It's good. It might be a little too... sci-fi-ish for you.
It's not,
you
might not, yeah, be,
yeah,
not,
it's not
vibe.
Who you are.
You know what I should finish this weekend and binge
what?
Is Stranger Things.
Did you not finish the last season?
I haven't finished it yet.
Oh, but it's so good.
I know. I got like 4 episodes in.
Oh,
I got to that. You remember they broke it up?
Yeah.
I got to the break and then I haven't come back.
Love this season. The one thing that we got a bunch of texts earlier on and we said we were going to bring it up was Dahmer.
Yes. Everybody's watching Dahmer, posting about Dahmer.
So... it's not a documentary, right? It's like there's actors.
I haven't seen it yet,
okay.
So I don't know.
I know you've had friends talk about it.
I don't think it's one of those interviewee type things. I think it's like the Zac Efron.
I hear it.
With the Ted Bundy. I think that's what they did.
In fact, as I scroll back, one of these says, Dahmer, it'll mess you up. That's why I don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
I hear like it's going to... I'm not ready
for that.
There
was one thing that I read that it was like, if Dahmer had happened today, would he have... been a murderer? Like, people are questioning, is it because of the way he was treated by his friends, families, and the public that, like, made him feel like his only option was to, like, be the person they said he was?
Really?
I don't know. That's just, like, some things I've seen on Instagram.
All I know is that Katy Perry is getting some grief because in an old song, she talks about, there's a rap part where it's about Jeffrey Dahmer, and now people are hearing the song after watching this and be like, how dare you name drop him? I'm like, give it a break.
He gets name dropped all the time.
Yes, of course. He's part of pop culture.
Like, how many times? Like, you're Johnny Knoxville. There's that movie.
Johnny Knoxville has a movie about Jeffrey Dahmer?
It's called The Ringer, and his name in the movie.
Oh my gosh, The Ringer.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I have not seen that. I think since
in
it was
years,
in the movie theater.
But I remember
don't binge that one.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you can't get mad at one person. Lots of people.
Anna, what do you think?
Yeah, have you watched The Handmaid's Tale?
No.
No. Didn't they just add it to Netflix or something?
I've seen it, or Hulu. It's somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yeah. I thought it was dark.
It's really, really good. It is very dark.
Okay.
It's very dark and it is depressing, but it's so, so, so good too. I mean, like, honestly, you feel like it could actually happen at some point in the future. It's kind of scary.
Uh-huh.
But
I hear about
Elizabeth
that.
Moss, she is absolutely amazing in it. And you should definitely try it. Like, you got to watch at least 3 episodes though. You know, before you decide.
Oh, I hate
that though. But that's how Schitt's Creek was for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it's true. And Schitt's Creek is like the best show ever.
All right. So, Anna, it's got your stamp of approval.
I'm telling you, it's awesome. It's totally worth it. Yeah.
Cobra Kai, John, are you watching it? Yeah, I watched the first season. I know there's a lot more now. It was good.
I'm just like not into it. I always see it on my Netflix, and I wish they'd just take it away.
Honestly, I just get so overwhelmed. I was talking earlier how I really like The Dropout.
Yeah.
With Amanda Seyfried on Hulu, and they're so our episodes get me. Like they, because they're hard to watch for me because they're too long. I want to go to bed. But I liked it. We started The Crown when the Queen died, and we've been watching it ever since. Yeah, a lot of people.
Yeah, like that
are
doesn't
going,
interest me.
It's good. I watched the first season. Yeah,
it's like
the first
actors,
season.
Right?
Yeah. So you kind of get to see what it's like. I don't know how real it is. No?
That's the thing. Like, I don't want to watch it if it's going to be so fake.
What are you into? You like the fake reality shows.
I like the reality shows. I like the get organized with the home edit. I like the one with the girl down south. She has the home decor show.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. What's their name?
Why are you looking at me? I don't know.
She has a line at Target. McGee, Studio McGee.
I would have never pulled that.
Dream House with Studio McGee. I love that one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, and then the dating stuff.
Yeah, you like
just
the dating stuff.
The bad dating shows.
My kids found Magic for Humans. Yes, my kids love Magic
That's
for Humans.
One.
That's really good. Severance. It's so weird. I can't stop. You should try it. I don't think I know. What do you find Severance on? I don't even think
I've never heard of
that one.
Let's talk what's trending. Well, there's a new documentary coming out about how much hate Barney the Dinosaur inspired. It's called I Love You, You Hate Me.
What a great name.
Oh, even the guy who played Barney got death threats. Here's part of the trailer.
It just exploded.
It was a cultural phenomenon.
This is Barney, and this is what he sounded like.
Barney stands for inclusion, acceptance.
People couldn't accept that this was just a show, and so let the bashing begin.
They were violent and explicit.
Death and dismemberment of my family.
Barney!
They were going to come and find me, and they were going to kill me.
Just the dark side of this whole moment.
There was something larger going on here.
I don't think you could ever think somebody would shoot someone.
What the heck?
Man, I want to watch that. What's it on?
It's going to be on Peacock, October 12th. So we'll miss it.
I thought about our conversation yesterday, though. That why is $4.99 the hill I'm willing to die on?
I know.
When I'll spend more than that on something stupid.
Here. Let's sign up together. We both pay $2.
One does Peacock, one does Paramount. And then we have all of it. And we share the... That's what we need to
do. Sounds good to me.
Okay.
If you ever wondered what kind of person hates pizza, well, it's Mila Kunis.
Even after your dad worked for Domino's for 2 years, you still like Domino's pizza?
Oh, no, I hated pizza. I mean, I hate pizza.
You hate pizza?
I know. Guys, boom, boom! I made it! I said it! What? I'm out of here! Okay.
Wow.
Well, just give me a second.
What is it that you hate about pizza?
Okay, I'll tell you. I had it every day for a year.
Okay.
Possibly more. And I think that any time you have, it was too much. Because we were so poor that my dad would make us pizza for dinner. My brother came out of it loving pizza. And my mom and I to this day are like, ugh, pizza. I'll choke it down because my kids like pizza. My husband likes pizza. But I'm never the person that goes, you know what I feel like? Pizza. But here's the irony, guys. My husband, for our anniversary, got me a pizza oven.
Did he really?
I get that.
What?
First of all, I love Mila Kunis.
Yeah,
I just
me
love
too.
Her. When I was in college, I was really poor. I've told that before.
Mm-hmm.
We ate a lot of just spaghetti. That's all we could afford because noodles were cheap and get some cheap red sauce.
Yep.
I still, to this day, I never want like spaghetti with red sauce at all. Like, I'm burnt.
Oh, that's
I'm
so
burnt
funny.
For life, yeah.
The Daily Mail says Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are allegedly worried that they're going to be kicked out of the royal family. A source is quoted by the paper is saying Harry and Meghan must be worried that they are slowly being eased out of the royal picture. King Charles seems to be hesitating on whether to grant prince and princess titles to Archie and Lilibet. And the fact that they have been demoted on the palace website is another indicator that they are not seen as working royals. I thought they don't want to be working royals.
Right. You went on Oprah and said how you don't want to be a part of it. Now you're upset that the royal family is saying okay? You can't have both.
Like, oh my.
You can't have both.
You know who's annoying to me?
Who?
Any news that has to do with Harry and Meghan. I'm over them.
I know.
They're like that family member that just wants to cause drama.
I hate to point fingers at Meghan. But I feel like she's caused a lot of drama
she
for that
really,
family.
You know what? I feel like, yeah.
I don't want to point a finger. You're the problem.
Well,
you're
if you
problem.
Have to point a finger.
All right. As we slide on into your DMs.
Yeah.
It's time for the pickup line at 9. Hey, girl.
Hey, what's up?
Is your name Earl Grey?
No.
Because you look like a hot tea. Solid.
I love it. We are just a few days, like a few weeks away from Halloween, you guys. We are officially entering Halloween month this weekend, and I have some of the top pop culture Halloween costumes.
Oh, good.
So if you have not got your Halloween costume, this is kind of the week to do it before they sell out. So if you want to do something pop culture, you might want to be Harry Styles in a sparkly jumpsuit from Coachella.
Oh, that's an easy one,
that's
too.
That's an easy one to
do. Yeah, I like
it's
that.
Fun. What about a League of Their Own player?
Yeah, so A League of Their Own is back on because of is it
the
Amazon
Prime? Series.
Have you watched it?
I haven't.
I wouldn't mind checking that out. Hmm.
Jane Foster from Thor: Love and Thunder. That's Natalie Portman as Mighty Thor.
There were a lot of Jane Fosters at Comic-Con or FanX.
Really?
Yeah, there was a bunch.
Okay. As always, the Sanderson sisters. Hocus Pocus 2 came out this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Comes out today.
Today, yeah. So Sanderson sisters are always a huge pop culture hit.
I was trying to convince Jen and Ella, because Liam doesn't want to be a part of us, to dress up with me and we could all be.
Are you going to be the zombie? Or are you going to be a Sanderson
no,
sister?
No, I thought I would be a Sanderson sister.
Which one? Who do you think you are?
I'm Winifred. I'm the lead.
Really?
Who do
well,
you?
Well, I guess, yeah, Jen. What?
Who do you?
No. You're the one with the mole.
Catherine DeJimmy's character?
Yes. Who? What's her name?
There's Winnie and the other two. I don't know. There's Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yes. Not Sarah.
Yeah,
so
Catherine,
Jen
Catherine
is Sarah Jessica Parker.
Uh-huh.
And
you're telling
then
me Ella?
Ella is Winifred. And you get to be that one. Yes. With the sideways lip.
Yes.
That's you. I'm sorry. You don't get to. No.
You don't get to choose?
No, you are not the
Boo.
Lead. Have you. Oh, obviously, Rooster from Top Gun Maverick, Miles Teller. That
Chantel
would be fun to do aviators.
Many a Top Gun just for a Rooster.
You guys, I went to Top Gun in theaters 3 times.
Ridiculous.
In theaters.
Yeah.
He looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he looks
no,
really good.
No, he did
good.
A good job.
Man.
Yeah.
Now you got me all Top Gun on the Top Gun thing.
Bothered.
Okay, Eddie Munson from Stranger Things.
Yes.
Just need a Hellfire Club t-shirt, denim vest, repaired jeans. Any of those guys from Stranger Things
Another,
would be great characters.
A lot of Hellfire Club t-shirts at FanX this year, too. So you
oh,
can get them easy.
Yeah. Super cool. And then, of course, Dungeons and Dragons types of characters because
oh, really?
Of... Yeah, because of Stranger Things.
Oh.
And then the other would be the new spinoff. Isn't the House of Dragon a spinoff of...
House of Dragons is a spinoff of Game of Thrones.
Yes, and characters from that as well.
I don't know if I would know them yet.
Me either.
I don't know if it's enough in the pop culture
there
yet for me to
know. There was also one June Park from Nope. I feel like that movie's too new for me, but maybe it's just because I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I don't know that one either.
So if it's going to go for me, I'm going to go a Maverick character, mm-hmm. Thor Love and Thunder, Hocus Pocus, League of Their Own, and then obviously that Harry Styles.
Before we get out of here, since it is Friday. Things that make you go. Things that make you go. Oh. Things that make you go. Just a fun fact. I shared this fact yesterday with Jen. She didn't believe me. She fact checked me. But I'm right.
What?
It is impossible to buy a flight to Delaware.
Huh?
Yeah, Frontier Airlines used to go to Wilmington Newcastle Airport, but they dropped those routes back in June. So now Delaware is the only state in the United States that you can only fly to on a private plane.
Because they don't have an airport?
I think the problem is there's all those states up there, right, that are really tiny.
Oh, so you're saying like when I fly into LaGuardia or...
Yeah. Wherever.
Or, you know, there's all those airports to go to New York City.
Mm-hmm.
You're actually flying into, like, Jersey or another.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you fly into Maryland and you drive up to Delaware or whatever it is. I'm not great with geography, but...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I know LaGuardia is the one that's in New York, but there's one that's in New Jersey.
Yeah. But yeah. Just all of those states are so close.
I get what you're
Why
saying.
Why have a flight into Delaware?
Okay, so this doesn't feel like that big of a deal
it's
anymore.
It's still crazy if you think about it. There's a state in the United States... That has no domestic flights into.
Yeah, but the state is so tiny.
Why are
like,
you poo-pooing my fact? Not meh.
I myth-busted because I thought you were saying, like, I just can't go there.
No.
I have to drive. That's a long drive.
You know what? I'm ready for my weekend.
Okay.
Chantel, have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.